Here's another in the series of programs for the first, second, third, and fourth grade students of Kanawha County Schools, presented by the Junior League of Charleston, the Kanawha County Board of Education, and WCHS Radio. Programs are heard in school classrooms where children draw pictures or engage in various projects relating to the broadcasts. Today's script was written by Gene Barber and is entitled Wheels. Now, musical pictures. Hello, boys and girls. Today, as you may have been told, our subject is wheels. Now, you're probably saying to yourselves, that doesn't sound like a very interesting picture. But listen a while, and I'm sure you'll get more good ideas than you'll ever suspect. In the first place, did you know that the wheel, the plain, ordinary wheel, was one of the first, as well as the most important inventions known to man? No one knows exactly when or where the wheel was invented, but the best guess is someplace in Asia, a country far across the sea. Men searched through dense jungles, ruins of old cities, high mountains and sandy plains to find that wheels have probably been in use for 10,000 years or more. The very first wheels were very crude and rather strange looking. But as time has passed, many improvements have been made, till finally we've come to the smoothly running wheels in use today. In every country of the world, wheels are turning day and night, and we have literally thousands of uses for them. In factories, mines, in the air, under the sea, and on the water, wheels hum and throb to keep our industries, our planes and ships in motion. Then, of course, trains and streetcars and automobiles depend upon the wheel, too. They are our trusted friends and willing workers, and they lend excitement and interest to almost every phase of our life today. Take, for example, the huge paddle wheels we see on the boats that sail our own Kanawha River. As they turn and churn the water in great cascades of splashing foam, the power they produce enables tremendous loads of valuable cargo to go to distant places up and down the river. I'm sure that most of you have seen the showboats on the river here. They use the paddle wheel, too. They travel with this power from town to town, bringing excitement and entertainment to thousands of people along the banks. Now, listen a while to our first musical selection. It's river music. You can imagine yourself sitting on the green, grassy banks of a wide river, watching the boats go by. You'll see their paddle wheels turn, feel the misty spray on your face, and hear the throbbing of the giant motors as the huge wheels go round and round, generating power. Thank you. Well, those were big wheels we were talking about and listening to. So, by way of contrast, let's take some small wheels this time. The tiniest wheels I know about are in clocks and watches. Have you ever taken off the back of a watch to see what's in it? If you have, you've probably marveled at the countless number of small parts and wheels that make up a timepiece. We have a clock song to play for you next, and in it you'll hear the sounds of many kinds of clocks. And if you listen closely, you'll hear the wheels, some that turn slowly and others that fairly whiz around. There are big old grandfather clocks with a slow, measured beat, middle-sized clocks ticking merrily away, and tiny wrist and pocket watches that click and clatter as their small wheels help to tell us the time of day. Now listen to the song, In a Clock Store, and try to get a mental picture of that store, with 100 or more different kinds of clocks, all beating in 100 different rhythms. A lot of clocks. Could you see them in that clock store, all singing their different songs? Next, we come to another kind of wheel, perhaps the kind that's most common to us. We see them on cars, buses, trains, and even toys. Almost every kind of vehicle that moves along the ground has wheels, and of course, wagons do too. Do you remember seeing pictures of the early settlers in this country on the move from one place to another? They didn't have shiny cars to drive in or streamlined trains or planes. No, they traveled by covered wagon. What thrilling tales those wagon wheels could tell if they could talk. Tales of the Wild West, Indian battles, pioneer settlements, stagecoaches, and through their stories would run the sounds of the wagon wheels as they faithfully turned. They covered thousands of hard and perilous miles in those days, and did their part to make this country of ours the greatest nation on earth. Next, we play for you music you may have heard before. It's called Wagon Wheels, and it brings a picture of those colorful days our great-grandparents lived in so many years ago. That's all of your musical pictures for today, boys and girls. I imagine you have a lot of pictures in your minds. So get busy with your pencil or crayon or paint and put your thoughts on paper. We'll be back with you again next week at the same time with more musical pictures for you. You've been listening to Musical Pictures, a series of programs presented each week at this time for students in the first, second, third, and fourth grades in the schools of Kanawha County, and presented to you by WCHS Radio. The script today was written by Gene Barber.